Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, our good buddy does a great job. Really, great columnist for the Post. Football, golf now. He's out at Pebble Beach. Probably just played Spyglass or something like that. And that's Mark Cannizzaro. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Joey. Not for $395 for a double shotgun at Spyglass this week. That's too rich for my blood.
Yeah, I understand. No, I get. I would like to do it once, though. I have to say, I'd like to play Pebble one time, and I would shell out the money to do it. I got to tell you that, Mark.
Have you been out here, Joey?
Never,
no?
Never been there.
Oh, it's all. It is. Some obviously see it on TV. It's spectacular. I actually came out. I was out here on my honeymoon 25 years ago, and I played Pebble. I paid full freight. I had the hook in my mouth for the rental clubs and the
right.
And of course, it rained a little bit. I had to buy a pullover, the whole thing. So I came back after about a $450 day, and this is 1994, and said to my wife, "Well, I ended up spending like $450. Sorry about that."
Yeah, See, I'm fortunate, Mark, because my wife plays, so she would be all over playing Pebble. So that wouldn't be an issue,
You should do it. You do the whole if you can.
Yep.
I mean, it's expensive, but you stay at the lodge and do the whole thing. It's an amazing experience out here.
Yeah, I'm going to do that before it's all said and done. Let's start with this. Justin Rose yesterday was unbelievable. I mean, I watched 6 hours of golf yesterday. I mean, any guy that goes out there and has 14 one putts and 22 putts for 18 holes, anybody is going to score. And he was unbelievable yesterday.
He was, Joe. And what's fascinating to me as we spin it forward to today is how he does today, because that's stressful golf, and you're not going to have 14 one putts. I mean, Tiger had 11 one putts yesterday.
He saved himself with all those par saves. He did.
Yeah, it's 25 one putts between two players at 18 holes. He can't do that for 4 days, Justin Rose, and be hitting five fairways and nine greens or whatever the numbers were yesterday. So, interesting to see how and if he corrects that today and if he keep that going, because that's hard to do. I think really the guy that played the best tee to green yesterday was Ricky Fowler. I
mean, right,
he was,
right.
He didn't miss a shot yesterday. He just didn't drain as many crazy good putts as Rose did. And still ended up at 5 under, which is a great round. But, I don't think you could sustain that for 4 days, what Rose did, or what Tiger did, for that matter, yesterday.
What was your biggest surprise out of day one?
I think my biggest surprise was I suppose the way that Koepka started the day yesterday, Evan, obviously, I mean, this guy's just been a machine. I mean, he's like a Terminator, I think he was 4 under through six holes, and I thought to myself, this guy's going to shoot like 62 today or something like that, and he cool, he looked like he had it going so effortlessly, and the fact that he did not continue that surprised me a little bit, just because of how well he's been playing in this stretch. Obviously, the way to play at Bethpage last month, which we all saw, and the guy's won 4 out of the last 8 majors, which is ridiculous. So I think that probably surprised me. I also thought Phil Mickelson would do a little bit better yesterday, and he had a lot of missed opportunities yesterday. I thought he hit the ball pretty well. I watched him for a little bit, but he just, he missed that 1 foot putt that I'm sure, Joe, you saw on TV, just kind of power lipped out.
Yep.
And, yesterday was a scoring day, and I think today's going to be a scoring day too. It's been misty and rainy here, so there's no wind at all. It's target practice for these guys. And I mean, the column that I wrote today in the Post was just kind of talking about how the USGA, I feel like, dialed things back condition wise. They've been watering the bejesus out of these greens since Monday, since I got here. Just in fear of losing them early, kind of like they did at Shinnecock last year. So yesterday, Joe, you golf, you saw balls are spinning back on these greens.
Oh, constantly.
I mean, that does. that doesn't happen at U.S. Open greens generally, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I think a combo platter of the fact that USGA is being is erring on the side of caution, and the fact that they've had that marine layer that they call over here, where it's just kind of cloudy and foggy along the coast, keeps the moisture in the greens. You know, these guys, it's target practice for these guys. So, and this is not a particularly long course. It's not even 7,100 yards, which is nothing for these guys lengthwise. So it's produced some, you know, I think they had 39 scores in the red yesterday, which is absurd for a U.S. Open.
Yeah, so I want to get to Tiger because I watched his entire round yesterday, and, I mean, he had a number of ridiculous par saves. You mentioned his putting. His iron play, now he had that one bad tee shot, I guess it was 5, when he hit the ball on the cart path, and he wound up getting a double bogey. Outside of that, he really played I will put this, he grinded it out, there's no doubt, and his iron play, which is usually the strength of his game, was off. I mean, how many times was he hitting irons in the bunker yesterday, Mark?
That surprised me a lot. I mean, going back to Evan's question, I guess that would be a big surprise to me. I actually stood behind him for about a half hour yesterday on the range before he went out yesterday afternoon, and to me it looked like he was striping his irons.
Right.
I thought his driver looked a little errant. As I was watching him, you know, hit shots in the range, I thought his irons were completely dialed in. It looked like to me, to my semi-educated view, so to speak. And so that did surprise me, and the fact that the guy's the best iron player in the history of the game. So, and this place really requires that because the greens are small.
Yep.
If you get the ball and play off the tee, if you're a great iron player and you can put it where you need to put it on the greens, which should be Tiger's strength. You know, you're going to excel here. I mean, that's why he blew the field away in 2000 when he played here and won by 15 shots. So yeah, that surprised me a little bit yesterday. And I know he's got under par today. I'm going to just about when I get off the phone, you know, I'm going to walk out and walk the rest of the round with him. So I haven't actually seen him hit shots yet today, but be interested to see if he's got the irons a little bit more dialed in today.
Any surprise that despite having a good first round, Sergio Garcia doesn't think he can win this thing? I know he never makes
funny.
The cut. But
that
I mean,
was interesting, that comment. Yeah. That really was.
Evan, guys, I'm telling you, as a reporter, I love Sergio because, man, that guy just wears it on his sleeve. You know, I mean, anybody else would have talked themselves into the fact that they're playing great because they shot 2 under. Sergio's like, nah, horrible. I'm hitting the ball awful. There's no way I have a chance to win this week. I mean, it's fascinating. You know, the mind games this guy plays with himself, you know, sometimes to detriment, I think. And, you know, he's had a really weird run. I mean, he won Augusta and, you know, won the Masters at Augusta at 17, and he's missed 7 out of 9, his last 9 cuts, including the last 7. He's made 2 cuts after Augusta, finished like T21 at the U.S. Open and T37, I want to say, at the British that year, and he has not made a cut since then, which is at a major, which is ridiculous for a guy with that talent. So, you know, he's gotten married, he's had a kid, you know, since then, and he's got, you know, he's got his major on his belt, and you know that softens guys up a little bit. It takes your eye away from the prize a little bit, and that's happened to a lot of guys. And I'm sure it's happened to Sergio.
Talking to Mark Cannizzaro out at Pebble Beach as we are getting ready. Actually, already started the second round at the U.S. Open. So yesterday, watching Spieth and the little tiff he had with his caddy Michael Greller on, I guess it was the 8th hole when he hits the one shot into the water, then the second shot's over the green. And he basically say, hey, you know, I hit 2 good shots. Michael, you told me the wrong club or whatever. Are they talking today? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I mean, you know, he's got a couple birdies already in his round.
Right,
today, so,
right,
you know,
right.
He's a little bit better. But, you know, the thing that bothered me about it was like a twofold feeling on that, guys. Because, first of all, I thought it was, you know, it was bad form. I mean, the funny thing is, Spieth is, you know, you listen to all these players talk now, it's all we, right? It's like, well,
right.
we hit this shot.
Right, our team, and Spieth, our team.
Spieth, yeah, and Spieth really, to me, was one of the very first guys that was really,
yes,
you know, did that a lot. And it's all about we, you know, and those comments that the TV boom mic picked up, you know, you got me into the water, and you got me into the green. Like, thinking to myself, dude, man, you know, think about what your whole mantra is. The other side, you know, listen, the other side of it is this is an emotional thing. There's a lot of pressure. This is a guy that has been in a slump. He has not won since 17. There's been a lot of questions about him. You know, I played golf with a friend of mine out here, just as a quick aside, when I first got out here on Sunday, and he told me, he just had this comment that really hit me. we were talking about Spieth. He said, who do you like? I said, well, I'd love to see Spieth, you know, get it going again, because I do like Jordan.
Yeah, I like him too.
And,
I do.
And he said to me, it was a great comment. He said, you know, he goes, who knows? He goes, that might have been the best year of his life. You know, that little stretch where he won those majors. You know, and you know, we don't know. You know, and
it's so true.
And that stuff has to go through the minds of these guys, even though as positive as they try to train themselves to be. But the other side to that too is that's a little bit like, say you and your wife, or my wife and I, or Evan, you and your wife have a little sniping fit at each other. We don't have boom mics picking that stuff up, you know, when we're hanging out in a restaurant or in a car or whatever, you know. So, and that's just this world we live in now. Everything is picked up.
You know, it's funny. I got to tell you, because I said this to my wife today when this situation happened, and she saw it happen yesterday too. And, you know, my wife plays, and she's probably listening to this right now. My wife plays all the time. Like, she's my golf partner now. And I know her game very well. I'm like her caddy, okay? And I made this comment to her. This happened the other day, a couple days ago, where I told her the wrong club to hit, okay? I said, I don't know. I think you got to hit this club. And it was like a relatively short par three. And so she hits the club I tell her to hit, which was probably more club than it should have been, and she hits it over the green. And she's giving me this look. You know what I mean? You told me to hit this guy. And then she'll get like that for, you know, and it's not a big deal. But for a couple seconds, she's mad at me.
Because
she's a fierce competitor, my wife, and she's a much better golfer than she thinks she is. And so I understand that, but like you said, it's not being picked up by national television.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the reality is it was a nasty thing for Jordan to say, and I'm sure that goes on with guys all the time.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? We
right.
just don't hear it all the time. You know, with men and women on the dump, you know, whether it's the LPGA Tour or here. The moral to the story is, Joe, don't caddy for your wife.
Well,
right?
You know, I understand. Before I let you go, I'm talking to Mark Cannizzaro. Can Fowler win this in your mind? I mean, he's 5 under. He plays later. What time did he tease off later on? Because he played the morning session yesterday.
Yeah, so. he tees off at like a little before 2 o'clock local here. So about 5 o'clock, a little before 5 o'clock Eastern. I think he can win it. I think it would be great for the sport for him to win it. You know,
he needs to win one,
Mark.
He really needs to win one.
He does. This is becoming a thing for him, Joe. I mean, you know, it was becoming a thing for Mickelson back in the day when he was the first kind of guy to have that, you know, best player who never won a major. And, you know, people, you know, Ricky's detractors look at him as like a marketing, you know, force who isn't a tough competitor and can't get it done. And he's got, he's a multi-gazillionaire already, and he's, you know, He's won a handful of tournaments, and he's won some big tournaments. The tournaments that he's won have been pretty big.
He won the players, You know, he won Waste Management and, this year in Phoenix. Didn't he win Phoenix this year?
Yeah, when he won Wells Fargo, which is a big field event. But, you know, these guys, when they get to this level, they're judged by the majors. And the other thing is, this guy has been knocking on the door, and he just hasn't bust through it. You know, I mean, he had 14, he was top five in all four majors and didn't win them. You know, and now he hasn't had moments where he's absolutely spit the bit.
No.
But with Ricky, he hasn't really seized the moment. You know, so that's really been the difference.
Before I let you go, I will say this about Ricky, and this is how I categorize him. He seems to always finish in the top 10 in majors, but he's never really a factor in the major.
Yeah, a lot of backdoor top 10, top 5s, too. You know, I mean, you know, if there were a couple in 14, I'm trying to remember. You know, I mean, I know jogging my memory a little bit, but it wasn't like he didn't backdoor all those four top fives. He was in the mix, big time in the mix. I mean, he was in the mix in a couple of them. So,
but
yeah, like at this past Masters, for example, you know, I mean, he scorched the place on Sunday from decently
behind. After he was out of it.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, so you're right. He has to seize the moment at the moment, you know, and when that moment comes, I hope he does. Because I think it's good for the game, because I think he is good for the game, and I personally like him, selfishly speaking. So I'd like to see it happen, and I do think he has it in him. You know, I mean, you don't know whose time is when or if that time's ever going to come, but I think his time will come.
Mark, it's always a pleasure. Are you going to a Royal Port Rush? You're going to be there, right?
I absolutely am. I'm really looking forward to it. I actually played there back in 2011.
Did you?
I did a piece on Rory McIlroy. I went to his hometown and played with his two best buddies and hung out with his dad. I went up and played Port Rush after I wrote the story. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
I can imagine.
It's These are my top three courses I've ever stepped foot on, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. Wait till you see that stuff on TV.
Mark, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. See you,
man. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.